there's plenty of going around.
In my heart for Texas,
lovely Lone Star State. Some of that's Texas topics to get you apprised of. And bless you, Hood County. Not very happy about those approved plans and seemingly unstoppable plans for that nearly 2,100-acre, golly, that's massive, data center that could be popping up very, very soon. So the big meeting Tuesday night seemed to be to no avail, no continued moratorium, as city officials basically state that they don't have the authority to stop it. Of course, concerns from all avenues and directions on this thing, not the least of which, you know, drawing water from nearby lakes like Granbury, what it'll do to the water, what it'll do to the land, and it's awfully close to Glen Rose, Dinosaur Valley, and all of that stuff there. So those, obviously, that are right there, you guys know way more about it than even we could report about it, but I know the latest is... Now those that are against it are looking and hoping for maybe some intervention from the state itself and Governor Abbott. But radio silence so far from them on that. But we tried to get your back, and we have your back during the whole Bitcoin mining thing.
Yes.
And now still got your back, Hood County Hank fans, on this too, okay? Because if there's one show that is against data, it's us.
Yeah, you don't want any of that.
Yeah, mm-mm. Yeah, that's mm-mm. True.
So we like nothing but the finest vehicles here at Hank FM. And one of the most legendary will be available for your viewing pleasure tomorrow. That would be the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Yay!
Making several appearances throughout DFW on Friday from noon to 6 at the Tom Thumb and Azle. And on March 5th at the Tom Thumb on East Loop 820. The rest of them are kind of scattered around Plano and what have you. And, it may not be the Wienermobile or Brooks and Dunn, but how about the Eagles? Popular little band announcing a show at Jerry World May 16th. Tickets will go on sale a week from Friday. You know, the band used to enjoy lots of time at Eagle Mountain Lake, and that's where Glenn Frey had a vacation home.
Yeah, well, Don Henley lives just over there on the Dallas side, so... And they're going to be hanging it up very, very soon. This looks like, I know it's an extended, and the joke about the farewell tours and, you know, all that stuff. I do think this is the last leg of all of that. Vince Gill's even said that because, you know, he's subbed in for Glenn Frey after his passing and all of that. So that would be a show to get. And I'm afraid to see the ticket price on that.
Yeah. I mean, if you think that Axe... is going to make your nose bleed, those prices will make your eyes bleed.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't barely afford to even go into the nosebleeds for that show. Holy
I know,
cow.
For crying out loud.
Over there around Jerry World, there are, well, a couple of sports rumblings, if we may.
Time to talk about sports.
If I may have the floor from the sports director.
All right. You can try.
So these rumblings of Mark Cuban and a bunch of other investors trying to buy back the Dallas Mavericks. Well, the Adelson family, those are the Vegas people, casino people. They're saying they're not interested in selling the team. But there are rumors that Jerry Jones is one of those unnamed investors.
Oh, my.
So he would have the opportunity to ruin another team.
That is so exciting.
Which already kind of doing pretty well at that on their own, quite honestly. And then there's this. Now, this popped up a little bit last year. But there's a little more substance to these, and they're nothing but rumors yet at this point. But a couple of outlets are reporting that Elon Musk has requested to speak to Jerry Jones about purchasing the Dallas Cowboys.
What?
And that Jerry has rejected it every time. So there may have been something to last year that popped up around the summer that Elon was dabbling with this idea. It looks like there, because, you know, if there's smoke, there might be a little fire behind it. And there may be more on this one and more reports. So, yeah, that Elon has requested to speak with purchasing the Dallas Cowboys from the Jones family. So far, Jerry, obviously, I mean, he's going to hold on to that thing probably forever. But do you realize what this would mean just for this show alone? Oh,
my
gosh.
Fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on over.
We might have to do our own reporting on this, okay? and go to the source.
I mean, and not only that, he's got his own robots to play.
You play the Super Bowl on Mars.
Thanks, Skippy.
There you go. Mm. I mean, finally, the team could get off the ground.
Or do something. So everyone moving to Texas. Samuel L. Jackson, no exception. He was introduced as Russell Lee Washington Jr. in The Tulsa King. And then that was supposed to be something called Nola King. But apparently, Taylor Sheridan staying clear of the Big Easy and right here in the Lone Star State, because the show will now be called Frisco King. Yellowstone mastermind writing it, and it promises to be a treat for fans and audiences around the world. And apparently, a lot of the filming for the Frisco King is going to be filmed in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
So if you need some more construction cones or some streets tied off,
I'm telling
don't worry.
Just like Billy Bob and Sam Elliott to that, best behavior, upright posture, and if you want to rope off a street, I am not standing in Samuel L. Jackson's way.
Absolutely not.
Say what again?
What?
Oh.
See, that's the kind of thing that'll get us. I think we know how this ends with Samuel L. Dude, I want him on the show so bad.
I know.
All right, we talked about this a little yesterday, but yeah, the fervor for this is big. More than a decade in the building and the making, and the first state park to open in 25 years here in Texas. Palo Pinto Mountain State Park, open to campers. Public visitors will be welcomed on Sunday, starting on Sunday, March 1st. And reservations are now open. They urged everybody again. Look, the spots are filling up incredibly quick on this, too. So if you want a spot, go ahead. State Parks. Palo Pinto State Park. Better book it now. And better book it before they turn it into a data center anyway.
Yeah, be careful.
KB and Heather Lee.
Good morning.
Hank FM.